And I just woke up and my whole eye was red and bloodshot.
Gross.
On like Tuesday. Yeah. It's now healing.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It was really.
Welcome to Pop Soup, your piping hot serving of pop culture trivia. This is not
a medical show.
Podcast about eyeballs, Haley.
Yep, I know. I got it. It could be.
But you just woke up like that.
I just woke up looking like this.
What a bummer.
Yeah, it was. It was really shocking to walk into the bathroom and be like,
see your eyeball all jinked.
I assume that maybe I thought I scratched myself, but it didn't feel like that. I don't know. It's fine.
Did you have a moment of like, maybe how did I get this high?
No, I didn't. It was more, was I attacked in my sleep? Which, no, I was not. That's, well, I mean.
Can't you sure about that?
No, I'm good.
Well, you also have like a big chunk of glitter in your
There's
eye.
A lot going on, okay? We had derby
Maybe
last
that's
night.
What it was. Maybe you slept with a little
no,
glitter got
this
in.
Would have been, this would have been a completely different day. And I do have glitter all over me. So last weekend, I went, not this weekend, last weekend, I went to the Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
Well, this could have been a better.
Both of y'all went to the Renaissance Festival.
We did.
Festival
we didn't overlap.
On separate occasions last
yeah.
week.
But last, so I didn't realize that my old roller derby team were all going, and I went with them, and I didn't realize they were going to last minute. So when I was like, what should I bring, they already had like their forms and lists of like here, and they were there for two nights, and they kind of overdid it in my opinion anyways. And so I'm like, well, I have to like contribute in some kind of way. So what I brought with me to contribute was two things of beaver nuggets from Bucky's.
Delicious.
A can of body glitter, spray on body glitter.
Okay.
Cash, because nobody brought cash. Mm-hmm. And two packs of cigarettes, because nobody smokes on my team.
Except
quote unquote.
They all needed
they
smokes.
Absolutely all smoke when they're drinking together, especially around the campfire.
So does that mean you did cigarettes?
I did not.
Haley did cigarettes.
Busted.
I do consider myself a trendsetter, and as we've discussed before, cigarettes are coming back. Mm-hmm.
They are.
They're mm-hmm. getting rebranded.
They truly are. Right?
But we only smoked, it was, 15 of us, and we only smoked one pack of cigarettes. So
okay, so not
it
bad.
Wasn't a lot. But then I had this second pack just in my car.
Oh, no.
And Brandon had to take my car to get it inspected.
Oh, no.
Or whatever. And he was like, has somebody been in your car? And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean? Like, I thought he meant it in, like, somebody robbed my car kind of way. And he's like, well, in your glove compartment, I found a pack of cigarettes. And I was like, oh. Mm. I bought cigarettes, and I gave them back to, because we had the game last night. I gave
so
them to
gave
somebody
them
that actually did smoke.
You rehomed the cigarettes
to a
needy family.
To a needy roller person. Yes, I did.
That's
wow.
Yeah. But yeah, cigarettes are coming back, and I'm standing by that.
I mean, think about how cunty the word cigarette
it's
is.
A lot of yeah. good leather. Like, it's like a s and a t.
Yeah.
It ends
and it's
very,
an et, like, yeah, incredible.
Like a girly. A cigarette is a girly.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
And, like, what are we
vape?
Supposed to vape? No.
It has, you know what ends in P-E? You know what starts with P-E?
Penis. Disgusting.
Penis.
And, like, ugh.
I don't like how quick you both
say penis.
You're going to start with P-E, both of them. I call mine a vapette. So
okay, so you're
you know what?
Suck my dick at.
You fucking should. We should start
like the
your own
slim
line and call it a vapette, and it
or a
should
vaporette.
Be
thin,
like a cigarette.
Thin. Yeah, it's a, no, it's the Virginia Slim of fucking
of
vapes.
Lisa,
you have to figure out this technology.
I mean, I can do. I will work with you on this.
Thank I'll you. Take credit.
We can market it exclusively to underage children.
Yes.
But then also to women in their 40s and above.
Nothing in between them.
Absolutely nothing in between.
No, that's
it's
the cigarette land at this point.
It's 17 and under, 40 and over
you
is our demographic.
You have to be 21 to get cigarettes now and vapes.
I know, yeah. But that's why we market to them
even
young.
Lower,
you build up the suspense.
Lower.
But their moms are smoking them.
Yeah.
So they start stealing them from their moms. Yep. And by the time they're there, they're already into vapettes.
Yep. The vapettes is a good band
I mean,
name, too.
There are many, many things that could happen now.
Yeah.
Putting it in my $1 million idea can.
Mm-hmm.
I keep them in a can.
You should write them down and put them in a can.
Yeah, and just okay. That's stop it, Lisa. She's trying. She's using war tactics on me and shining mirrors from her phone into my eyeballs with light.
This is a delightful discovery.
Yeah, I can. Into your eyes.
No, my eyes already injured.
Bad one.
Dang.
My eyes bloodshot now.
You know what? We didn't even talk about how a fucking eclipse happened.
Oh, yeah.
A total eclipse happened.
Yeah.
I know.
It feels like a fucking month ago. Yeah, this was literally week Monday. Was so long.
Yeah.
And like, can intense. You mute
me for a second?
I'll do you one more. I'll mute you for forever.
It's our silent partner.
Yeah. But the eclipse, it was more mind-blowing than I thought it was going to be. Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was not expecting to be as affected by the eclipse as I was.
Yeah, I had that experience too, because we were watching it on the top of our parking garage at work with just like maybe like 50 other people, and we had our little eclipse glasses on. You were watching, and the clouds kind of kept coming in and out, mm-hmm. and we couldn't tell if we were going to be able mm-hmm. to see it. But it's like it cleared right for totality. I swear mm-hmm. to God. And then you're looking at it, and you realize totality is happening. I pull my glasses down,
and you can see it.
You shouldn't look directly at it, but there wasn't any.
But sun the clouds left. Were in front of it, yeah. So it looked so exactly. Cool.
And so, I said, like, take your glasses down. Everyone took their glasses down, and then
only a few people were blinded.
Yeah, and then you hear like an audible. I have it on video, mm-hmm. just like an audible gasp of everyone going, "Oh my!" Like, whoa. And I wanted to post it on our company like main global Slack channel because I thought it was so cool that you could hear the gasps.
Yeah.
But during it, leading up to it, and right after it, it's just me going, "Oh shit! Holy fuck! Holy shit!"
Yeah.
And I've recently gotten some feedback that I need to be more professional, mm-hmm. so I did not post it.
But who can be professional during totality?
Yeah. The overwhelm.
Not just an eclipse, but full totality in Austin, Texas. Yep. We'll never see it again.
Speak for yourself.
Not in Austin, Texas.
Well, we're going to Barcelona.
Places. Yeah.
Be alive.
Go over in to 400 Spain.
And something years?
Yeah.
That sounds
it's when 40, are we going to Spain?
Well, 44 years until the next one that crosses over America. But the next like one that's travelable, I guess, or one of the main ones is in Spain in like 4 years or so.
Let's book it mm-hmm. now.
Yeah. Well, that's the deal, is like you should book it now. Yeah. Because everyone's going.
You can't even book a flight that far in advance. I might.
Who wants to do their quiz first?
I want Lisa to do hers first.
She's okay.
Reaching for her phone.
Okay.
We can do reverse order. Okay.
This quiz is called All the President's Men.
Nice.
Who has not played Abraham Lincoln?
Okay.
Kevin Sorbo, Will Forte, Gilbert Gottfried, or Fred Armisen?
I don't know who Kevin Sorbo is.
He's Hercules, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who, like, the Republican Hercules?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kevin Sorbo,
Will Forte, Gilbert Gottfried, Fred Armisen.
I'm going to say Fred Armisen.
I feel like, they're all comedian guys. I feel like they would have played him. I feel like
Will Arnett was on like a Drunk History.
But Will Arnett wasn't on that list.
Mm-mm.
Will Forte,
I'm sorry. Aren't those two SNL
I'll just say Sorbo, but I feel like it's probably him. He definitely. Anyways, go.
Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorbo was Lincoln in FDR, American Badass. Forte in the Lego Movie. Look, I'm doing it to myself now. Do y'all see?
Yeah, now that's equal now.
Gilbert Gottfried in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
I feel like Gilbert Gottfried is never going to be the wrong, like the right answer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like he's going to have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Who has Rip Torn not played? Nixon, Roosevelt, Theodore, Reagan, or Ulysses S. Grant?
Reagan.
The answer is Theodore Roosevelt. Okay. He played Reagan in Airplane 2, the sequel. How many times did Charlton Heston play Thomas Jefferson? 4, none, 2, 1.
2.
1.
2 is correct. In The Buccaneer and the President's Lady. All right. We're all familiar.
Everyone's favorite movies.
That's my favorite movie. I am the president's
lady.
That's
the combo loco movie it for is. Me is those two.
Which actor did not play LBJ? Tom Wilkinson?
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
Who's Tom Wilkinson?
I'll look it up. I'll do a quick Google. Keep going, though.
Visuals.
Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Randy Quaid or Dennis Quaid, who has not played LBJ?
Okay. Tom Wilkinson is the dude from the Full Monty. Not the dude from the Full Monty, but...
He British.
I remember him, in The Patriot as like the bad...
Yish.
But not the bad guy who actually kills his son. He's like the leader of the English troops.
Yes.
He's also dead. He died December 30th, 2023. Not sad.
He's okay. 75. So it's him, Woody...
Randy and Dennis Quaid.
Or Randy and Dennis.
Have not played LBJ. I don't think Randy has.
I'll just say Dennis and assume that Randy has.
It is Dennis Quaid has not played LBJ. Randy Quaid played him in LBJ the early years.
Okay.
All right.
We're all familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, we should be.
Well, because he's Texas. Yeah.
You know.
I know the...
How much we have to know about him legally.
Yeah. Texas history.
Who has not played George W. Bush? James Adomian?
I don't know who that is. Lisa's making up names.
Christian Bale, Sam Rockwell, or Josh Brolin?
Josh Brolin definitely has.
I know he has.
Sam Rockwell as...
Who the fuck is James? I do not recognize this man.
He's famous for playing George W. Bush. Yeah. So we can move on from that one.
So the other ones were
Christian Bale, Sam Rockwell, Josh Brolin.
I think it's Sam Rockwell. He's too slight.
I agree.
He's too slight.
It's Christian Bale.
Also kind of slight.
He played Dick Cheney.
Yes, and Sam Rockwell played George W. Bush in that movie and was nominated, I believe.
I'm also overlooking the fact that there's such thing as prosthetics in fat suits and actors gaining weight.
But George Bush wasn't fat.
Yeah, but I think when I think of Sam Rockwell, I think of like a slight man.
He's petite.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a short king.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
God.
I
love him so much.
This is not a level of attraction call. This is just a observation, and I will observe.
I'll observe Sam Rockwell all day, baby. Mm-hmm. Which president did Alan Rickman portray in The Butler? Ronald Reagan, Dwight D. Eisenhower, FDR, or Nixon? This is Alan Rickman.
Nixon.
Who did he not play?
Who did he portray?
He played all of the presidents.
I don't know. Okay, give me the options again. Rickman played.
I'm Alan Rickman, and I will be playing all of the presidents.
I would love
he
that.
He would, if anyone could do it.
What does he do when he gets to Obama?
Passes he slays mic. It and does it anyways.
Reagan, Eisenhower, FDR, Nixon.
I'm going Eisenhower.
Nixon.
Reagan.
Again with the Reagan.
Wait, did I say Reagan first and then switch?
You did.
Okay.
You did.
Sorry. I stand by Reagan. I can see
him. You stand by Reagan.
Yeah. Yep. Big Ronald Reagan
heard it.
Fan. You know me.
Will you
I will isolate that.
Of all the things I've said on this podcast that I worry about.
Which actor made Gerald Ford seem attractive in The First Lady? Was it John Hamm, Michael Fassbender, Aaron Eckhart, or Thomas Jane?
Aaron Eckhart.
Ham.
It was Eckhart.
Hey. Shit.
I was just thinking about smoking. Mm. And he's in that movie about smoking.
While famously playing Theodore Roosevelt in all of the nights at the museum, Robin Williams played another president in The Butler. Was it Nixon, Eisenhower, LBJ, or FDR?
Eisenhower.
That's who I said last time, and now I'm going to say FDR.
It's Eisenhower.
Swear to God.
All right. This one's going to be fast.
Okay. Is that a Titanic question?
Do we have Close. A
Titanic question?
I don't think.
Barry Boswick played FDR in FDR American Badass. Please name the movie and TV shows that Barry Boswick is most known for. One movie, one TV show.
The Good Place.
Brady Bunch.
Barry Boswick.
Barry Boswick. The Good Place and Record Picture Show? I'm getting that confused with somebody.
You're getting one of those confused with somebody. Rocky Horror Picture Show is correct, but you're thinking Ted Danson.
Oh.
This was a TV show in the 90s, Barry Bostwick and Michael J. Fox.
News Radio?
Ooh, close.
Newsroom.
Close. It's Spin City.
Spin City.
I remember watching Spin City at Dad's house all the time.
Who?
Because it's David Spade in it.
Who is the... I get Barry Bostwick mixed up with the guy who plays the Brady Bunch dad in the Brady Bunch movie.
Yeah.
Isn't his name also Barry?
I don't know.
I thought the actual actor's name who actually played it was named
that
Barry.
Might be it.
But that's like a real meta thing. That's probably an interesting story. Maybe it's not a weird
story.
Oh, no,
that's Gary Cole.
But Gary.
Gary and Barry. And they kind of look like each other.
How the hell did...
He's the guy from Office Space.
Allow for Brady Bunch to be remade as like a camp, self-critical...
I think they probably... Like, it hadn't been done a ton. And
yeah, it wasn't like
in the 90s,
IP.
It was like super nerdy. So it was like, let's just
I've
do
never
it.
Has there ever been something like they never remade Happy Days as like a commentary on Happy Days. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not high enough for this
it
conversation.
Just is not, it's not something you see where they take something that wasn't necessarily very serious, but also not something that was very silly and take it and purposely make it something like anachronistic and silly with comedy actors. RuPaul's in that movie.
I know.
Yeah.
Like it's such a bizarre take. I don't know. They should do that more. It's like if they
anytime anyone says the word school, I think skewel.
When I hear the word glass.
George Glass. George
Tropicana.
Yeah.
Which president has Kelsey Grammer played? James Madison, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, or George Washington?
Kelsey Madison.
Washington.
Grammer. It is Washington.
How am I killing this?
I'm gonna kill myself.
Haley just loves presidents.
You know what? I'm getting points on this. I think I'm close to that 67%.
I think you are.
Thank you. That's a throwback to the last episode.
I was gonna say, that's carrying over.
I know. I'm sorry. What's canon?
Last question. Which president did Tom Selleck play? FDR, Harry Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, or Theodore Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Dang, we got a double Eisenhower. And showing up.
Who gives just a shit
really,
about Eisenhower?
Just to
like a
really
lot of
upset you, you should look up Tom Selleck as Eisenhower.
Oh, no. Is he
Tom,
bad?
What do you do? Is he, but did he take his mustache off? He had to have, right?
It's Tom Selleck.
See, that's why Theodore Roosevelt was a good one to throw in there, because
that's what I thought. That's
ew.
You know what? That's actually a pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not the worst, but it's jarring.
Like that's Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just.
It is kind of like seeing Dad without a mustache.
It's 100% like that, and it's upsetting.
Is that? I think he's still alive. Not Dad.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Tom Selleck is alive. Burt Reynolds is dead. Tom Selleck is alive.
This moment in this podcast to go off on a conspiracy theory. How about I don't think Dad is dead?
To be fair, we did not see the body.
Oh, I didn't want to. Mm-mm. We could ask a. Laura,
I mean, I have the autopsy.
Yeah, I remember the thing, reading his autopsy, and the specific thing they called out that I kind of had a crying, kind of laughing tear about was that they said he had an unremarkable neck.
Really?
And unremarkable is like probably a medical term.
Right.
But
like,
it just, I was
like his neck looked fine.
But right. Everything else felt more medically when they said it, but just they got to neck and it just said unremarkable. And I was like...
He would be mad about that, probably. How dare you?
And I remember laughing about that and then immediately crying.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want to think about
father's child.
I don't want to think about the things that made me cry reading that.
Yeah.
So let's not, okay? Let's not.
Y'all's quiz is just did
my
this make
quiz.
Me cry? Did this make me cry?
After my father died, these are the things that yeah. made me cry, and these are the things that made me laugh. And
trick
these
question.
That did both.
All of them.
All of them.
Okay. This quiz is called Bad BBs.
Oh,
celebrity
no.
kids who have done crime.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I'm going to give you as much information as I can, and you're going to guess if you can't, you probably won't be able to get most of the names of the celebrity children because they're not
the celebrities?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
You'll, I'll try to get you to guess the celebrities. And a few of them are famous kids, but not really. Okay. Okay. Number one. At 1:30 a.m. on April 27th, 2001, this famous daughter and a friend were caught drinking alcohol in the nightclub Cheers on 6th Street in Austin, Texas. They were cited for alcohol possession by a minor by a plainclothes officer carrying out a patrol of the downtown area.
This is pre-9/11. And this is...
This is yep. pre-9/11.
I know who it is. You know who it is?
A famous twin daughter.
Yeah. Is this a Bush?
It's a Bush. Yes.
Do you know which?
Guess a Bush. It's Jenna.
It is Jenna. Yeah, it's Jenna. It is Jenna Bush. So
celebrity means beyond actors.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I remember what a big deal.
So who is her famous dad? Who is Jenna Bush's famous dad?
Yes, Josh Brolin.
That's correct.
Tom Selleck as Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yes, that is also correct. It is President George W. Bush. Also, I wrote down little celebrity parent clues if for some reason y'all didn't get it. And mine were former U.S. president and Texas governor, and then famous for creating the word strategery, which I was like, wait, did he though? And he recently talked up recently in 2017, George Bush was on Jimmy Kimmel. Ugh. And Kimmel had spoken to Will Ferrell recently, who was like, tell President Bush I say hi. And that prompted President Bush to say, I had dinner with Lorne Michaels ahead of Saturday Night Live, and he said, I put a great speechwriter on you, and he came up with strategery, says Bush. And then Bush said, and I said, wait a minute, I said strategery. And Lorne said, no, you didn't. Bush says, I said, I'm damn sure I said strategery. And Lorne was like, we invented it. And Bush decided to take it one step further and said, I said, well, let me ask you this. Did he come up with misunderestimate? And
oh, that's how
Bush. But then he said, Bush said that he loves humor. And the best kind is when you can make fun of yourself. And Jimmy Kimmel said, tell that to the president.
Oh, my.
Because honestly? It was Trump at the same
time. Honestly?
No, we are not.
Honestly,
we are not.
Bush has been making a comeback for a long time.
I mean, truly?
Absolutely not. We are not rebranding a war criminal. Yeah. Cigarettes? Absolutely.
I agree. But
like,
no, you don't get to bumbling idiot, funny president man.
He is though. He's already gotten. He's halfway there.
I don't agree with it.
He's halfway there.
Truly,
no. When we and look honestly, at someone like Donald Trump compared to George Bush,
here's the thing. I get that, but it's a difference between like being a lightning rod, which Donald Trump makes himself to be, and being. Fucking Iraq.
Misunderestimated.
That's not the misunderestimated. Is that the word? Yeah, his strategery. No, it's way worse. Like, we're still in the same war that got started in 2001. Remember when 9/11 was, Whitney?
Haley. We're in a new one now.
9/1/1.
Nope. That's one. Still wrong. It's too many ones.
Okay. Did y'all know
very mad. And it's also Dick Cheney in the entire cabinet.
Yeah, but he's actually dead.
Think. God.
Yeah. That. What were you saying, Lise?
Never mind.
She was going to say something really nice about Dick Cheney.
He was a really good shot.
He's a great shot. Okay. God, number what a
2003 joke.
Number two. On May 16th, 1990, at this famous actor's, like classic studio Hollywood actor, at his home in Mulholland Drive, this actor's son fatally shot a man named Dag Drawlett, the boyfriend of his half-sister named Cheyenne. The son's name is Christian. I don't think y'all will know him. Christian claimed that this shooting was accidental during a struggle after confronting Dag over alleged abuse toward his then-pregnant sister, Cheyenne. Now, this celebrity is famous for the three biggest movies he's ever done, I guess you could consider: A Streetcar Named Desire, Mutiny on the Bounty, and The Godfather.
Oh, is it Marlon Brando?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. That's
his son, I feel Christian like I've heard this Brando, story before. Murdered Christian this guy. Brando. He said that he had been beaten up on his sister, but at the time Christian Brando had a bunch of drug problems also, and he ended up dying of double pneumonia, which I had never I was like, what the fuck is double pneumonia? And that's when both of your lungs have pneumonia. So it's not like double AIDS or something, like double pneumonia. Yeah, like, it's actually a thing.
Space pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Number three. In 2010, Montana, daughter of this famous male actor, I can say, briefly entered the adult film industry before facing legal troubles. In 2011, she was arrested for breaking into her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's house and attacking her. Then, in 2017, she was arrested for a suspected DUI in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after rear-ending a vehicle and behaving erratically. This celebrity parent is famous for The Matrix and playing Cowboy Curtis on Pee-wee Herman.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, Montana Fishburne.
What a name.
Number four. In 2012, Venetia, daughter of this legendary soul singer, stole an SUV from her workplace when her boss confronted her the next day because he saw her in the car that she stole. She sped off, dragging her boss over the hood of a parked car.
When did this happen?
2012.
Is it Whitney's kid?
No. I left her out of this.
Okay, good. Well, you said... Well, I'm trying to think of what super famous soul singer would have a
male
child.
Male soul singer.
I'll say have that. A child that would need to work. Brian Knight.
Hold on.
I can give y'all hints.
Yeah.
Known as the Godfather of Soul, he wrote, or his big songs are I Got You, as in
Marvin Gaye.
I feel good.
I know. Oh, I can't think of his name. Yes. Thank you. God. All right. I was singing I Feel Good in my head for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. That song's actually called I Got You. I thought it was I Feel Good, but because I got you.
That's what I like about this podcast.
You're learning.
You learn something. You're growing. Every second.
Every relentlessly.
Second.
Okay. Number five. In 2007, Nick, the son of this famous person, if I say what he does, you will probably know who it is, crashed his car into a palm tree, causing severe injuries to his friend who suffered permanent brain damage. Nick served time, I think it was 90 days or something ridiculous in prison for the accident. The clue is...
I know who it is.
You know who it is? Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember, because you know why? Because they were on TV when this was happening.
I thought
Brooke
Hogan
was very fun.
Nick.
I thought Brooke Hogan should have gotten more famous.
That one song wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, and she's not bad, and she's a tall, strong, big titty lady, so I'm gonna a little
biased. You always stan. Number six, Cyrus Zachariah. Sorry, I know that makes a big difference. I'm not going to say the last name. Anyways, son of this famous actor, female actor, was arrested for attempting to rob passengers on a plane by going through their luggage while they were asleep during a flight from San Francisco to Philadelphia. Witnesses identified Cyrus as the man who took items during the flight. The stolen items included a digital camera, a leather makeup case, small travel bag, and some U.S. currency. And the clues for this celebrity parent are she's an Emmy-winning actress, had her own self-titled sitcom co-starring Christine Baranski that ran for 4 seasons from 95 to 98, 87 episodes. We watched the show with Mom religiously.
Suddenly Susan?
No.
Murphy Brown.
Kathy?
No. No. Her breakout movie when she was very young, she was a model first, was in 1971 for The Last Picture Show Jeff Bridges.
Why is it escaping me?
It is Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil Shepherd.
Damn. Sybil.
Remember? Yes, I love Cyrus. That show.
Yes.
And Sybil's so pretty. And Christine Baranski is her best friend in it, which how can you go wrong?
I watched all of that show too. I'm right? upset with myself in this moment.
Yeah.
Every second
of erstwhile sitcoms of the 90s that aren't streaming anywhere.
Why not? Is that just licensing shit?
I assume.
That's so annoying.
My major one is The Drew Carey Show.
Yeah.
I want to fucking watch it and see if it holds up. Number it seven.
It's too campy.
It's too campy also. Like, it's so gay. I think back when it wasn't, like, it wasn't outwardly it gay, but like Mimi.
Mimi was a drag queen.
Yeah.
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 They did a Rocky Horror Picture Show episode.
They did, I remember they did the 3D one. Do you remember?
It was
groundbreaking. It's so good. And the Cleveland, sorry, the
Cleveland Rocks. Yeah.
It's one of the best intros. Yeah.
It's so good. Number seven. In 2009, this daughter of a rock star was arrested on assault charges after slapping a gossip columnist at a London nightclub following derogatory comments made about her fiancé.
When was this?
2009. Well, the incident happened at the end of 2008 and she was charged in 2009. I don't know if that makes any difference.
What was the style of
Kelly Osbourne?
Isn't Kelly Osbourne?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when she did a cover of Papa Don't Preach?
And it was really good.
It was actually not that bad.
It was around 2008.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was dating Burt McCracken.
Is that who it was? I have no idea.
She dated a floppy hair, but like...
Burt McCracken.
No. But she dated one that was more like singer-songwriter.
Burt McCracken.
Okay. Phil McCracken, the porn star. Okay. I don't know if that's an actual point.
That's pretty good.
I just remember Phil McCracken was one of those funny names. Yeah. So Ozzy Osbourne, that was the celebrity. Mm-hmm. Number eight.
Also, Kelly Osbourne sucks now, right?
Like, yeah, she's just not smart enough to say.
She thinks
she's saying stuff that's okay and makes her sound like a good person, and it just doesn't work out.
She was straight up being like, just because you can't afford $1,000 for a Zempic doesn't mean you can.
That's why people are mad about it. Number eight, my final one. In 2010, this daughter of a politician was arrested for shoplifting cosmetics from a Sephora store in Manhattan. She was caught on a store security camera stealing items worth more than $100, which could be one single thing, let's say it at Sephora. But this was 2010. The things she was trying to steal included Aqua Cream, Dior Skin Flash Primer, Bliss Hydroderm cream, and a rollerball funnel.
A rollerball funnel?
I don't know what maybe
the fuck is that?
To refill like a rollerball.
Oh, interesting.
Like maybe? I don't know.
I have two guesses.
Okay. It's not a president's daughter.
Yeah. Is it Chris Christie or Rudy Giuliani?
Ooh. It's the latter.
Yes.
It is Rudy Giuliani's daughter.
What's her name? Hold on.
Julie.
No, I think
Giuliani? Giuliani. Caroline.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be something more Italian.
Caroline? Giuliani?
Caroline Giuliani. My clues for them, for him, were disgraced former mayor of New York. Hair dye melting off face. And 2024 seasons total landscaping.
You could have just said
Four seasons total landscaping.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful, perfect moment.
A gift.
Nothing will be funnier than that.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Nothing will be funnier than that they...
And it just happened organically.
It happened, but they stuck with it.
You know what?
They still had the fucking press conference.
They did.
Never admit defeat. And they did not. For a long time.
Which brings me back to, you know.
No, it's
still. So,
no, this like, is also the, like, is George Santa's sleigh? Like, we can't.
Well.
No.
But if you think about it.
No, you don't think about it. You have a moral guidance.
I'll say George Santos has really faded back into the ether.
Yeah.
Like, for the week he was dispelled from the, you know, Congress or whatever. Well, it was exciting. And now it's like, okay, we don't give a shit about you anymore.
He called himself out on that because when he went on Z-Way, she asked, like, why are you still here? And he said, y'all keep inviting me to stuff. And everyone went, oh.
Fuck, we gotta stop inviting him.
Yeah.
Which, like, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Did he teach us a lesson?
Should he be on this podcast?
No.
What if we trick him on it and do bad stuff instead?
I hate podcasts with guests. I just don't like it.
Unless that's the whole setup, but even then.
I don't want to talk to someone and like hear their opinions, basically.
We noticed, Winnie.
I haven't listened to anything Alex said this whole time. It's your turn.
Okay. Let me just turn this.
Crank that.
I just wanted to be like, thought you had your typewriter
back up. This whole time, it's not the people next door mowing their lawn. It's Haley's laptop.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking about, I feel like a lot of the pop culture stuff that we do, or maybe that I do, is like kind of a broad swath of time because mm-hmm. it's like theme based. So what I want to do is I want to just do current pop culture.
Okay.
Things that are happening now or at least in the last couple of years to see how in the culture we actually are.
Oh, okay. God. I'm excited.
I'm going to fail.
This is going to be another one where I think I got 100% right. And we find out that
it's okay.
0%
it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. All right. First one. Who are the current hosts of American Idol?
Oh, you need me to say?
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry, mm-hmm. Gwen Stefani's husband, and Blake Shelton, right? Blake Shelton?
Is he that or is he the other thing? Did he move
the
over?
The Voice. Oh,
because he was on The Voice.
It's Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. I will go with
Lionel Richie.
Ooh.
And
is that this season? Because they're changing it seasonally.
And a third person.
Is Simon back? I feel like Simon's back.
Yeah.
This is how out of touch we sound.
Okay.
No. So Lionel Richie, yes.
Got it.
Katy Perry, yes.
Got it.
The third one is a country singer. Is not
Keith
Blake
Urban. Is it a dude or a chick?
It's a dude.
Luke Bryan.
Ooh. It's Luke Bryan. Good job. No, you got
I
there.
Just guessed a country
you
man.
You just picked a Luke. You just put two men's names
Think
together.
Think of a generic white man in country. Yeah. You're going to get to Luke Bryan in the first five guesses.
Well, Luke Combs is the cooler. I don't There's know if he's lot. Cool. I shouldn't say that, are. But I think he's supposed to be like the red dirt.
If y'all weren't going to get any of them, I was going to say it's an R&B singer, a pop girly, and a country singer. So you got there. Whitney, you got... Katy Perry was like immediate. Because yeah. I feel like yeah. I see
I've
her
seen
on TikToks
the
and stuff.
Commercials, yeah.
She's the most notable they always show her like standing up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Moving around.
As of February 2024, who has won the most Grammy Awards for Album of the Year? Won the most Grammy Awards for Album of the Year. Was it Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, or Barbara Streisand?
Beyonce.
Michael Jackson.
Taylor Swift. She has been nominated 6 times and won 4 of them. Beyonce has never won a Grammy for Album of the Year.
Oh,
she's gotten songs.
Album of the Year.
She's gotten a couple of things. Okay. She's consistently nominated. This was the whole Taylor Swift, Kanye West kind of thing. Michael Jackson nominated 4 times and won twice. Barbara Streisand has the same amount of nominations as Taylor Swift. They are tied for the most nominations for Grammy Award Album of the Year. Babs has only won twice, and the last time that she was nominated was in 1987. So anyways, she's held the nomination record since 1987 until this last year when Taylor Swift got nominated.
Damn.
Dead Poet Society dropping soon.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm excited for it.
What was the highest grossing movie of 2023 until it was dethroned by Avatar: The Way of Water? So just for the year 2023. Was it Barbie, Top Gun Maverick, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, or Oppenheimer?
Say that one more time.
Barbie?
No, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the highest grossing movie of 2023?
Okay.
Until it was dethroned by Avatar: The Way of Water.
Did The Way of Water come out in 2023?
Mm-hmm. Top Gun Maverick, Barbie.
Top Gun Maverick.
Spider-Man Across the Universe, Oppenheimer.
Top Gun Maverick didn't come out in 2023.
Top Gun Maverick is my guess.
Hold on.
I'm getting this from the internet.
Top Gun Maverick came out in 2022.
Then where am I getting this information from?
And you said, I know Oppenheimer and Barbie came out last year.
Yeah.
Avatar, I thought Way of Water also came out in 2022.
Then why does mine say 20? Because I'm pulling this just from pop culture websites.
Well.
So they're wrong.
I win because I knew those movies did not come out in 2023.
Check your sources.
But what do you think the answer was?
From Pop Crave. It was supposed to be Top Gun.
Yeah.
So maybe this was from 2022 and they had a typo.
It was what was released in 22 to 23. That's what I was
like
doing. And then you said until it was dethroned by Avatar, which came out before Barbie.
Yeah, that's why I was
and
there.
I was
and
like,
it's also
okay.
Not the, it's also not the like movie of all time either. So it's not like for an extended period of time. But yeah, no. I think what probably happened is that there was a typo on the original website.
I think that Popcrave isn't as smart as me.
I don't remember if I got this from Popcrave or not.
But Way of Water was also 22, right?
Yes. It was not 2023. I knew that.
Womp womp. Do fart noise. No, fart noise. Fart of a question. It happens. Okay.
Should you try to whip her?
Whitney, we're getting violent. We should not have a whip noise. Who is the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
This just happened. Mm. Oh, it's not multiple choice?
I will give it to you. Okay, good. You seem to like,
no.
You knew this.
I know who was there.
Wait, yeah. Are we talking like just happened? So yeah. 2024? Or are you talking current? Up until?
It,
so
it happened like this weekend.
Right.
Yeah. So is it Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest, Cody Rhodes, or Roman Reigns?
I don't think it's Roman. Did they
give it to Cody? I'm going to say Cody.
I'm just going with B. What was that one?
I'm beholden.
Damian Priest.
Yes.
I'm beholden to the Rhodes family, so I'm going Cody.
It's Damian Priest.
Dang.
I don't know anything about wrestling. It was also hard to tell because there are different types of champions.
Yeah.
But this is specifically the World Heavyweight Champion, and it changes pretty often, yeah. Kind of like inconsistently.
Yeah.
And Cody Rhodes was for the shortest amount of time, for 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did have all these people have been in the last.
I've seen Roman Reigns in person, and he is.
I looked up.
Super hot.
I was
in a movie with Cody Rhodes' brother.
Was he hot?
Wow. Gold Dust.
That's his name.
That was, yes.
I like his
wrestling name.
Oh. I wish his real name. Like, this real is Cody Dustin. And my brother named Gold Dust.
Fucking cool.
Just casual.
Who is the highest paid actor in 2023? Tom Cruise, Adam Sandler, Leonardo DiCaprio, or Mario Robbie?
Adam Sandler.
Tom Cruise. Really?
I just saw something recently that he made like...
He made $73 million last year.
Yeah.
And then behind that, Margot Robbie made 59.
Good for her.
This isn't 1, 2, and 3. This is just from this list. There's people between Adam Sandler and Margot Robbie. Tom Cruise made 45, and Leonardo DiCaprio made $41 million last year.
Eat shit, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Damn.
What was the most watched television program of 2023? And this is...
Succession.
It's going to be depressing.
This is weekly.
Oh.
NFL Sunday football. NFL Monday football.
NFL Thursday football.
NFL Thursday football. Young Sheldon.
I bet it's Young Sheldon. It's Young Sheldon or Sunday football.
Yeah, I'm going to go Young or Monday.
NFL Sunday football.
Damn.
Of course it's Sunday. Sundays. Well, also Sunday is all day. Monday night football is one game. Yep. Thursday night football is one game.
Absolutely no idea. But everybody always thinks like Monday night football.
Are you ready for some football? Yeah. And it's
waiting all day for Sunday night. That's Carrie Underwood and Faith Hill.
I don't know any of the new ones. I just know the one from the 90s. And I think it's Hank Jr. Right?
It was. Yeah.
It was Hank Jr. But the worst Hank.
No, he's like a weekday.
Okay. He gets a weekday? Good.
Yeah. Carrie and Faith were Sunday.
Gotcha. Okay. From which state is the current Miss America? Hawaii, Texas, Colorado, New Hampshire.
Hawaii.
Colorado.
Miss Madison Marsh is from Colorado.
Dang.
How do you spell Madison? Like,
huh?
How do you spell Madison?
Normal Matt, not with a Y or anything.
I feel like if it was Texas, we would have known
that. Oh, that's exactly
kind of information. Yeah.
I always know. It's important, though. It's very important mm-hmm. we know all of this stuff. Okay. In which city was the last real world? And this was 2019, so it's not super current. Was it Atlanta, San Diego, Dallas, or Portland?
San Diego.
I think I'm also going with that.
In 2019, it was Hotlanta.
Oh.
And they keep doing like the mashup ones.
Right.
Yeah. Not Road Rules, Real World. But it's like, yeah. So all of them, except for, well, San Diego was the one previous to that. And I don't think they've ever done Dallas.
I don't think
so. It's probably because like, Dallas...
You don't have to whisper that. Dallas sucks. Who was the most recent person to achieve EGOT status? Is it
Tracy Jordan?
He's been going for it for a while at this point. Viola Davis, Elton John, John Legend, or Jennifer Hudson? The most recent one. And I'll tell you, all of them are EGOT. All of them.
I know. The most recent. Say the names again.
I think it's Elton.
Viola Davis, Elton John, John Legend, Jennifer Hudson.
I'm going Viola.
Elton John.
Yes.
Preceded by Viola Davis.
Damn.
The Emmy Award is added to John's 5 Grammy Awards. He won an Emmy for, oh God, I wrote it down.
Rocket Man?
No, he had a like best of album come out, it seems like. 2 Academy Awards wins for Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King, and I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man, along with his Tony Award for Best Original Score for the musical Ida. Won an Emmy. Yep. And Viola Davis had won her Grammy in 2023, and then she was the last one, and then it was Jennifer Hudson, and then it was John Legend, in that order backwards.
Dang.
Who are the 2 current U.S. senators for Texas?
Ted Cruz.
It's one of them.
And John Cornyn?
That's what I want to say. Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know. I felt I'm like Cornyn winning. Was like just a... an aggro, but I was like, it has to be Cornyn.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
why did I think he wasn't a senator?
Because he's been around.
He's got like forever. A blah name.
Yeah.
He his term is over in January of 2027, but Ted Cruz is up for re-election this year in 2024.
Good for him.
I hope we get rid of him. I feel like we won't.
I feel like we won't either.
But
yeah. That's all the pop culture I have.
Hoping.
I feel like we passed y'all the pop good. Culture test.
Y'all did good. I think y'all started pretty strong with knowing all of the American Idol people. Y'all, because you did get to Luke Bryan. You got yeah. the meaning of the people, at least. And that's kind of the more important one. The thing that I don't know, because I do not watch the show, is who's the mean one? Who's right. the too nice one? Who's the one who seems like they're on drugs the entire time?
I haven't watched it. And well, it went away, and then they brought it back, yeah. and like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was so fun, though, back when it came out in the early 2000s.
We have Kelly Clarkson now.
Yeah. Yeah, used to like get on the phone with my friend and watch it together and be like when I first moved away, or moved back home from after college, I was in Houston and I was just like,
did you call in to vote?
Yeah.
No.
And you can call multiple
you
times?
You didn't?
No.
Oh my God, I did.
We just watched to make fun of
Mom let us, I remember.
Lisa's so cool. She made fun of them.
I know.
Have they changed that format at all to kind of weed out the people who have like obvious like disabilities and shit?
I mean, maybe it that, so but they, I think they still have the
we were making
singers.
Fun of the judges mostly.
Oh, I mean, we were making fun of like William Hung and like people who now are like very obviously people on the spectrum. Like mm-hmm. it was real fucked up, and it was
they still kind of do that, but not as
I guess we'll have to start watching American Idol.
I can't see Katy Perry being mean to somebody in that way on television. I'm not saying she's not like that behind doors, but I can see her being overly saccharine.
The only one who I think has like the right to be mean is Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not a mean guy. Though.
No.
I just don't see him being mean either.
Nicole Richie's father? Absolutely not.
No.
Did you know she's adopted?
Yeah, but the still her father.
I had no idea. Yeah. I always thought she like looked like him. I don't she's the just same real tan. Eyes. Like I don't know. Yeah. I had no. She's I was looking into celebrity kids who had been arrested, and Nicole is one
she's
of them.
A big one. She's fun.
I did
though.
Not include her.
She's a rapper
because adopted kids don't count.
Because adopted kids don't count.
Yeah, that's why you can't vote in the next election.
It's true.
Okay, that's enough. We're done. We're done.
Slurping
and
out.
Slurp out. Oh, I keep doing that. God damn it.
You do it so confidently, too.
I do.